relation to the family. She's going to be speaking to us. Mama Bella, if you can come. She's one of the national head national coordinators for the Wailing Women Worldwide. We love her dearly, and we just look forward to what God has placed in her heart to share with us this afternoon. Mama Bella.
Thank you. Shall we rise? We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around. Let us praise Jesus now. We are standing in His presence on holy ground.
Abba, Father, we are standing in your presence at this time. And we also know that there are angels standing around to help us. Our Father, at this time, we ask that you teach us your ways, O Lord, our Father. Cause us to have understanding and to see ourselves the way we really are, O God, and to be able to make amends in the areas where we are hurting you, the areas where we are failing you, the areas where we are poking our fingers into your eyes and slapping you on the face and dishonoring you. Daddy, please help us this afternoon and speak to our hearts in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, in this short time, we're just going to talk briefly about family. You know, family as one of the seven mountains of influence. We all belong to families. Amen. So every single one of us is concerned here. And God is the author of families. And families are very important to him. Because if the family is bad, the church is bad. Amen? And the whole society is bad. Hallelujah. I always like to refer people and myself to what God says about anything. Because it's only what God says that makes sense. Amen? Anything outside what God says is man-made. And it doesn't yield fruit, doesn't give life. So let us turn our Bibles to Genesis chapter 2. I just want us to see the origin of family. Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, downwards. And he says, "And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an help meet for him. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found an help meet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. They were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. Amen. If we go back to Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 tells us, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Praise the Lord. So, as I meditate on these words, I realize that God has formed a family. Okay? God, a family is made up of a man, husband, a woman, wife, and children, because he has instructed them to do what? Multiply and increase, and then replenish the earth. So a godly family, a standard godly family, is made up of a wife, a husband, and children, and maybe house, you know, some other people that come to live with them. That's God's family. Amen. Anything outside that is not God. Hallelujah. So this is our standard. But you look at what is happening today. Okay? Look at what is happening today. It hurts me that we hurt God so very much. And especially when we are his children. When we are his children and we still do not care about obeying his word. If we're truly his children, we must obey the word of God. You know, we know that in the book of John, we are told that if we love Christ, we do what? Obey his commandment. Christians are those who are Christ-like, those who follow the principles and teachings of our Lord Christ. And so, as we live our lives daily, we should be mindful of those things that Jesus Christ has taught us. And then walk in those ways and not deviate or do our own things. Look at what is happening today. Instead of a man marrying a woman, it's now a man and a man, or a woman and a woman. Horrible. You know? And then they go and adopt a child, an innocent child. They adopt an innocent child. And they get the child corrupt and confused. When a child goes to school, he is absent-minded because he's thinking, how come this other child has a mother and a father, and I have two males as my parents? And God is seated in heaven and is watching. Hallelujah. So, this is something, you know, our brother this morning was analyzing the two ways in which we bring violence into the kingdom. The kingdom of God suffered violence. One way is we causing the violence, bringing the violence into the body. Well, the other way is something that we can't help, and we keep on fighting it. But how about these ones that we can help? We read the word of God and we are not doing anything with the word of God. We just do our own things. Marriage is the basis for family. There can never be a family without marriage. There must be a man and a woman legally united to be to form a family. And then when they produce children, they produce godly seeds. But today, we litter the whole place with bastards. And these are the ones that these gay people go to adopt. And God is seated in heaven and is watching. God has made marriage. God made marriage. You see how he saw Adam and he knew that it was not good for Adam to be alone, for a man to be alone. He needed a help meet for him. So he made a woman out of Adam. And when he presented the woman, Adam was very happy. Oh, bone of my bone, flesh of my, everything was fine. And everything continued to be fine until they deviated. They deviated. When God gives us instruction, the best thing for us to do is to just follow that instruction. It doesn't matter how it sounds. Whether it is sweet or bitter, take it because it came from God. And when God instructed them, don't touch that fruit, that the fruit from that tree, that particular, you have everything to eat, but keep away from that one. And for as long as they obeyed him, everything was fine, right? Everything was fine. The relationship was good, everything, until eventually they deviated and they disobeyed God. Okay? And sin came into the world. Disobedience to the word of God. This is the cause of the experiences we have in homes today. Many homes are shambled, in shambles. Families are messed up. Why? Because we are not ready to obey the word of God. God created marriage and gave us instructions as to how to live. If a man obeys his own instruction and does what he's supposed to do as a man, and the woman does her own, the family will be wonderful. Marriage will be heaven on earth. Today, marriage in many places are endured instead of enjoyed because of disobedience to the word of God. Because of, you know, not being willing. This morning, the Lord was speaking to us. And he told us that we still have some hidden or silent, I don't know how he put it, pride in us. Many of us, Christians today, you know, what is hurtful is that these things are still happening in the body of Christ. You know, the family not being in order are in the body of, is still happening in the body of Christ. God says that he hates divorce. Because of time, I don't want to be going through, but I just want to point out certain things. You know, if you go to the scripture, you see so many scriptures on marriage, what God has said to us, okay, about marriage. Matthew chapter 19 is talking about marriage. And he doesn't want us, a man, to put away his wife, nor a woman to leave her husband. But that is the order of the day today, even amongst Christians. Now, how do we want God to be happy? You know, are we not mocking God? You see husband and wife in the bedroom. They live like dogs and cats. And they come out to the public and they do honey, honey. It's pretense. God knows what we do in the secret. And we are mocking God and we cannot mock God. And if we say that we are children of God that the world is looking up to, because we are told that the creation is waiting for the earnest manifestations of the sons of God, right? So they are looking up to us. And we come and we are full of pretense. You are not living well with your wife. You are not living well with your husband. And you come out in the open and you are preaching. And you are teaching the word of God. And you are pretending to be a Christian. That is mockery. And we cannot mock God. We are bringing violence into the family, into the kingdom. So we need to, as we are seated here, because when God is writing, everything that is written to Christians. And we need to tell ourselves the truth. Because when we know the truth shall set us free. We need to turn around. We need to return to God. We need to come back. We have gathered for solemn assembly. How can we give what we do not have? We cannot. Because God is watching us. He knows us in and out. So the days of pretense are over. We need to really, really examine ourselves and check and see how we are living in our families, how we are living in our homes. There are so many things that God has told us in the scriptures, everywhere. If you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 7, if you read it, it's talking about marriage. Hallelujah. It's talking about marriage. And when we look at it, let us check ourselves with these things. Okay? It is not good that a man should touch a woman. If you desire a woman, go and get married. But look at today, the order of the day is fornication, adultery, all over the place. And God is watching. How can we build a healthy family with that? Okay, in the book of Ephesians, it's talking about marriage, chapter 5. Wives, submit to your husbands. Husbands, love your wives. Are we obeying those instructions? Maybe a woman makes more money than the man, and so she becomes the head automatically because of money. And God is watching. We can build a healthy home by that. We can have a good family that way. You must submit to your husband. And husbands must love their wives. Their wives should not be slave dogs. So many men are making their wives, workaholic or something. I don't know how to put it. Where is that love? Where is that submission? And so on and so forth. I'm rushing. There are so many things. He says, train up a child in the way he should go, so that when he grows, he will not depart from it. How do we train our children today? Today, children are training their parents. Children are instructing and telling parents what to do, and parents are complying with that. How does God see us? And so on and so forth. Hallelujah. I just want to read what God told us this morning, because that's actually where I want to base. God spoke to us, the national coordinators of the Wailing Women Worldwide, as we were in a meeting sometime. He said, prepare your household. Love your husbands. Love your children. Prepare good meals for them. Remember you for good. Everywhere that I will send you, make sure your household is well taken care of. I am not a divider. I unite homes. Okay? Laugh, dine with your children and your husbands. Be happy. Give them something to hold on to till you return. That is when he sends you on a trip. Give them a memory that they will remember you until you return back. Every travel that you must go, make sure your house is in order and they are happy. Obedience to my command only merits satisfaction to your homes. Let me stop it here. If God is so concerned about home, family, and is giving us these instructions, those of us that travel a lot, because you will say because you are serving God, then you abandon your duty at home. You must make sure that your husband is happy, so that when you are leaving, he will say bye-bye, and he will pray for you, and he will be expecting your return. Don't be that kind of a Christian. When you are about to travel, your husband is happy that you are leaving the house, and vice versa. Okay? And vice versa. We must not neglect our duties in the family. You know, we need to be humble enough to come down and play our part. Make sure there is food in your house. Make sure you cook it. Make sure that the house is kept. and that everybody is happy in the home before you leave. Even men. There was a man of God that died. Let me tell this short story. And during his funeral, people were coming and be praising him and be talking good of him. The son got up and went to the mother and said, "Mommy, are they talking about this man? What is all this that they are saying about this man? You know, his father is this man. Why? Because of the way he operated in the household." The mother said, "Yes, he is all these things they are saying to them. Because he was a good pastor to the church, but a bad father to the children, and a bad husband to the wife." Charity begins at home. Let that not be your testimony when you pass on, and when your think of what your children say about you. What do your children say about you, even in your face? What do they call you? What do they say about you? So we need to consider these things as we live our lives as Christians, because God is considering all these things. Amen? So, family is very important to God. We don't have time. I just wish that we will have time to go into details about homes and families. And then we know that it doesn't make sense to pretend. It makes sense to honor God, to know that God sees us and that God knows us in and out. You know, at all times, what we do, what we think, hallelujah, and how much we obey his word. And it's important that we obey God's word, because that is the only way to safety, the only way out. Consider how you treat your wife. Consider how you treat your husband. Consider how you treat your children. It's important that somebody, you know, woman or man, occasionally just go and take stock before the Lord. "Father, how am I doing as a wife? How am I doing as a mother? How am I doing as a mistress?" And so on and so forth. And God, in his infinite mercy, will always reveal to you. And if he reveals you to you, repent. Repent and go and apologize. Go to your husband. He won't kill you. Kneel down, if need be, and say, "Please forgive me. I have offended here. I have offended there." It's doable. And then your husband becomes happy and the family continues to run well. Praise the Lord. There's a lot. They are waving. Time is up. I thought you gave me 30 minutes. Ha. Praise the Lord. So, I'm appealing to us because we are children of God. We are Christians. We need to obey God. There is safety in obedience. There is safety in obedience. And I tell women, if you love your husband, if you love your children, do what? Obey God. Because God may be speaking to you what he hasn't spoken to your husband. I don't know whom you will obey. Are you going to obey God or obey your husband? So let us think about that. And when God sends you and you go, he takes care of the home front. But if he sent you and you are dragging your feet, "Oh, my husband, my children," he can take away your husband. He can take your children. So let us be very, very mindful. Even men, those of us, thank God for my brother. God sends him to Africa and he goes. You know, I remember one man of God, God was sending him to Africa. He was saying, "Oh, how can I leave my beautiful wife?" Then he took his beautiful wife and he still had to go. Amen? At the expense of the wife's life. He is the Almighty God. We need to know him. We need to obey him. It's a privilege that God has chosen us. And wherever he has positioned you, try to honor him. Be focused. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we're going to pray. Let us pray. Shall we stand? Well, amen. Lord, you are more precious than silver. Oh Lord, you are more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamond. There is nothing I desire more than you. Lord, you are more precious than silver. Oh Lord, you are more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamond. There is nothing I desire more than you. Oh, there is nothing I desire. There is nothing I desire. There is nothing I desire more than you. I want us to lift up our voices and thank God for our families. Let us begin to thank God. Open your mouth and thank the Lord. For it is not easy. There are people who don't even have families. But God has blessed us with families. Ramo Sheki Marabo Sendeleria Mahaya. Father, we give you glory. We give you praise. Thank you, Abba Father, for my family, oh God. Thank you for my husband. Thank you for my children, oh Lord. Thank you for my household. I bless your holy name, oh God, for what you are doing in my family. I give you praise, honor, and adoration in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I would like us to just pause. I want you to think. And see, ask yourself, how have I been functioning in my family? Have I been playing my part? Is my wife actually, sincerely happy? Is my husband happy? Even before I left, did I make my household happy? Did I make sure that I provided all that I needed to provide? Was my house actually at peace and in order? Just tell yourself the truth. Mariboshiri baba sandalaria mahuri ki baba sanda, and begin to talk to God concerning you and your household. Talk to God, speak to God, wherever you have missed it, wherever you have failed, ask God to forgive you and to help you to make amends. Masheki marabo sendeleria mahaya. Boziki marabo shiria masandalaria mahaya. Zeki marabo shiria masindaliria mahuri kibabasandaya. Ori baba basandalaria mahaya. Yeki morobo shiria masanda. Zima rabo shiria masandalaria. Mahuri kibaba sandalaria. Yeki morobo shiria masandalaria mahaya. Zeki morobo shiria masandalaria. Ziki marabo shiria masandalaria mahaya. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We know that God hates divorce. He does not like divorce. He does not want any man to put away his wife. Neither does he want any woman to leave her husband. So I want us to meditate on these things. What is the enemy telling you at this time about your husband, about your wife? Is he telling you that divorce or separation is a solution to any problem? Whose report shall you believe? Are you believing the words of the enemy or the words of God? What is that thing in you, the pride in you, the cold pride, the quiet pride, that is making you not comply? Not humble yourself to say, I'm sorry, or to make peace. Let us ask God to help us here, that we will be able to endure like our God. We are children of God, and our God is long-suffering. He endured the cross. Let us ask him to help us and help other families or couples that have problems to learn to endure, and for him to bring healing to those aching and ailing marriages and households. Let us begin to pray. Our Father and our God, Father, into your hands we commit all the families that have problems at this time, and those people that are on the verge of separation or on the verge of divorce. Mighty God, I pray for healing. Oh God, I pray for understanding. I pray for patience, oh God, and long suffering in their hearts, oh Lord. Father, help us. Help us. We know you hate divorce. And forgive us where we have erred, where we have offended one another. Father, help us to realize that it takes two to tango, that nobody is perfect, oh God. Help us to consider the feelings of others, not just how it touches us and how we feel. Mighty God, help us, oh Lord. We are your children. We have nowhere else to turn to but to you. Daddy, we need your help at this time. Help us, O God, to obey your word and to come to your presence, O God, to seek your counsel in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Let us pray for these children. Let us pray for fatherless children. They are all over the place, running the streets, suffering all kinds of molestations and abuse. Maribo sheki marabo sendeleria. And abuse. Many children are abused. Many are abused, where a 40-year-old man will be abusing a 9-year-old or 9-month-old child. Let us lift up these children. Some of them are running from morning till night. Parents are nowhere to be seen. Children are taking care of themselves. Rabo seki marabo shiria masandaya. Boziki marabo sheria masinda liria mahuri ki babasanda. Ori baba shiria masanda laria mahuri. Yekendele ria mahuri ki babasandaya. Father, please have mercy upon these children. Oh Lord, my God. These children that have nobody to take care of them, Father, your eyes are upon them. My God and King, send help to these children, O God, and place them in homes where they will be taken care of. Only you can do this, mighty God. And we commit these children into your hands, O Lord, my Father. Rimo sheki marabo sendeleria mahaya. Thank you, Abba Father. Thank you, King of Glory. Thank you, Lord of mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are going to pray one final prayer, that God will release his angels to touch all these people who have not yet known him. Those people who are languishing in pain and in sin out there and living any kind of immoral life, and living with people that are not their husbands, and people who are not their wives, and they call them baby father, baby mother, which are not scriptural words. Father, we don't see them anywhere in the scripture. Mighty God, shall we lift up our voices and pray for the unsaved? Maribo shiki marabo sendeleria mahaya. My Lord and my God, Father, we depend on you, we rely on you, and we commit these people into your hand. You know where they are. You know them one by one, oh God. You see them, oh God, and they are important to you. Their souls are important to you. But we know, oh Lord, that no man can come to our Lord Jesus Christ except you draw him. That you draw these people unto yourselves, O God. Mariboshiki marabosendeleria. Yes, we already know that the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. My God and King, I pray that you send your laborers, O God, to reach out to these people. Mighty God, wherever they are, men and women, Father, catch them wherever they are, in the bars, O God, on the streets, mighty Jehovah. Rimo shiki marabo sendeleria mahaya. Yeken deleria mazondro mohuri ki baba sandaya. Eri baba handalaria ma sheki morobo sindaliria mahaya. Baze ki morobo shiria masandaya. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this short session. Mighty God, let your words not return unto you void. Let your word fulfill, O God. Accomplish that for which you have sent it. Father, you know us one by one. Mighty God, you know our needs, you know our situations and our circumstances in our homes. My Lord and my God, touch us in the areas where we need you. We need touch, O God, and help us to turn around, to change, to the glory of your name. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Thank you so much, Mommy Bella. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. You know, family is so important. When I was sitting over there, I felt the Holy Spirit say that in our families, we need to be able to say, I love you. I love you. Husbands need to be able to say, I love you to their wives. Wives need to be able to say, I loved you to their husbands. To their children, I love you. Transparency in the household. I love you. Something breaks when those words are said. Powerful. I love you. Amen.